everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
We have Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Go there, get 2 bonus episodes a week. We have a Discord. We have a TeePublic. So you can find us at all those things. It's our 420th episode. And so we got stoned. I don't normally get stoned for this. I already feel the panic.
It being our 420th episode, we thought we'd get one of our biggest friends of marijuana on the show.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, Abed Gay. He's turned his camera off and here he comes.
I was trying to do an entrance. This is funny that you asked me to do this. I'm in the process of trying to stop.
Stop smoking weed?
Yeah, phase it out a bit, as they say.
Forever or just to take a break?
Forever would be like a miracle, but it probably won't happen.
Are you guys in the same room?
looks like it. I had more shit up for a weird reason. So it was like worse.
I'll take
I
your
can
word
change
for
the
it.
Angle, actually.
It's okay. It's okay.
Make let's, it worse. I make
let's
it worse.
Continue the show.
See right there. That's a good one. It's over.
All right. Okay, great. You've been on the show a bunch of times before. We do something here called the Wow Scale.
Wow Scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz, and at the end, I will give you a number anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to be Wade on the Wow Scale?
Can I stop you there? I've taken it before 4 times, and I think each time I got closer to Wade, right, Willie? Am I wrong? Like, remember, I kept advancing you guys. So this is like, I'm pointing it out. So if I go over it, it's a big deal. You guys both agree?
I should have looked it up, but yeah.
I know. I just remember getting farther from Willie.
It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Right.
So
right.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Question number one is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Well, the first question, yes, but the second question, no, because I think they were here before 300 years ago.
Question number two, ghosts?
Ghosts, my favorite subject, absolutely.
Do you think they're dead? They're dead people? Do you think they're souls?
All of the above. I mean, I think you could see them like you see them, but they are what they are, so... Your definition might not be the thing, but it's close.
All right. Bigfoot.
Here's the problem is I think no. But, I mean, I feel like a creature like Bigfoot could be possible. It's just so it's a really, really, really weird question. I'm going to say no. I'm going to go with a no. I feel like I'm running for office, you know, like. That's what it feels like.
Psychics.
Psychics, like. I'm going to give that a no, because I think most psychics are phony, but there is an energy that, like, I've seen people tap into, but they weren't like professional psychics, but like,
yeah,
so that's the question. It's like, I don't believe in the art of psychics, but I do think that energy exists, but other like higher minds can really possess and access it, but they're not psychics really.
This is why we got to define that or change this, swap this question out or something. I swear to everyone has the same answer.
To that?
Yeah.
It's a good answer, yeah. it's a bad answer you're saying because it's like...
No, it feels redundant at this point. Everyone thinks like, yeah, roadside psychics, no, but I do believe in the power, you know?
I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. I would say no more than yes.
Last question number 5. This is a new one for you, I believe. Do you believe in the simulation theory that we exist in a simulation?
I believe that is a good theory, but whether or not it's the theory is up for debate, but I'm open to it, so yes. I sound like Trump, though. It's like, well, I sort of don't believe in it, but maybe I do. I don't know. Next question. Like, he's always like, I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'm saying that. Next question.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to get to the McDonald's, right? He's like, oh, that Big Mac. I can't wait. Sorry. His stomach says that.
I think I think you're like a two.
So it's crazy. Like
maybe you stayed solid this time.
I think I was two last time.
It's so funny because I'm looking now because Nalut redid our spreadsheet and I can just see what everybody is. The first 3 times you were on the show, you were five.
Five? That's pretty high. Yeah. Five is closer to you, right, Willie? Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said that, remember? So then the third time I must have dipped.
I just went through our files and you've been on 7 times and you were a five every time.
Every time. Dude.
It makes me sound like a bowler. Like a professional bowler. Like you bowled a five and then I think you missed the middle lane or something.
And now you're a two.
On one level, you have no idea how much I respect this because you remember Circle Card? I fought so much for how much I believed in the rules, but everyone around me thought it was a joke. And it's like I drowned in a sea of what could have been this.
Wait, hang on. You've got to explain Circle Card.
No, it was, remember, it was me.
No, I do, but no one else does.
I think it was me and like AG, and I want to say JD was there. And we made a game with these circles.
Are you going through puberty?
A little bit. And these cards were circular, but we had a game with rules. And then everyone around us wanted to play, and it became a whole thing. But it lost its glory because it got exploited.
Weren't the rules really insane?
Yeah, they were nuts. Oh, that's what it was. It was JD and Vache. They were there. They came up with this strange rule about like something like if you grab too many cards, you lose them. It was like the craziest stuff. But I was like hooked.
All I remember about Circle Card was you would put the entire deck, you would lay it on a table, and then you would go Circle Card, and you would push the cards around.
That's
only
the beginning.
Yeah, that's the beginning.
Then you have to say 1, 2, 3, and everyone stops. Remember, you have to grab what you can. So you can't grab a lot because some people, if they grab the same as you, you have to pull it away from them.
Yes. God, that was fun. I totally forgot about Circle Card. Wow, this is great. Doing the show high is fun, actually.
Wait, who's on the show?
Doing the show. I've never done the show stoned before.
I thought of Circle Card just because when you said the math stuff, I thought it sounds like we're debating a Circle Card game.
Hey, are those? I hate to ask you this, and I don't want to start a whole new thing, but are those Star Wars books behind you on the shelf?
No, it's a guy called Robert McCammon. He's this really weird author that... Actually, check this out. This is like a vampire, like, it's a pretty cool cover. Look at that. They thirst. He was like this, like, Stephen King style, but he never took off in the 80s. A lot of his stuff was optioned for movies. That writer's really good, but he's pop 80s trash kind of horror, but it's fun.
Okay. Anyway, Willie, let's hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Cannabis, weed, marijuana. It's our 420th episode, so we thought we'd talk about that and get our friend that we know that smokes the most weed. Can the history of hemp and cannabis and the healing effects prove that we are being lied to by people in charge of both, you know, government and medicine? They're lying to us. And also tips and tricks for marijuana users tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
I think we should do incremental tips and tricks. I don't have any, first of all, because I'm not good at this, but I will say it's time for a tip at some point. And now is the first one.
When you're using marijuana, whether you're smoking or eating it, your senses are heightened. It's so easy to just eat, eat, eat. But if you're eating some little snacky treat, take little bites because you'll enjoy it just as much as a big bite. So you could have like a Snickers bar last for like 2 hours if you're good.
Okay, awesome tip.
Let me just go through just a few things about the history of hemp. Everybody used it for a long time. It's on one of our like dollar bills or like...
Wait. Okay, but if you're going to do this, because I've never understood this, and this is a great opportunity for me to learn. What is the difference between hemp and marijuana?
What kind of question is that?
Version of cannabis.
What do you mean? I don't know what I have to know.
I'm joking.
Fucker. I'll fucking fuck you up, dude. I don't know where you live anymore.
How? But... How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll get your address from Sevan.
He's going to sell me out after all these years.
And marijuana.
I'll tell him I have a present for you. Okay, go. I'm sorry. Go on.
Sorry. Hemp, cannabis is the proper term. Hemp and marijuana. Marijuana being the one with THC. I don't know if it's officially called marijuana, actually. It has a higher THC content. They look exactly the same, except that the hemp, you know, there's more uses for it.
Well, isn't hemp just the extracted parts that aren't THC?
No, the hemp plant THC content is really low.
Yeah.
So they used to use it for everything: paper, oils for paints. They used there's an article in like 1938. It's like, this is a $1 billion product.
Mead was made out of weed. Sorry. MEAD, like the mead products, the paper. Never mind.
Oh, mead from weed.
Yeah, the notebooks.
That's right.
So
I wish I had one now. All right.
This hemp was banned in 1937 under the Marijuana Tax Act. And a lot of people, including myself, think that the reason why it was banned is because all of these companies that were in competition with them basically had a misinformation campaign. So who was in competition with them? Liquor had recently become legal again. 33.
Those
I think.
Were gangsters.
Wood. Well, so wait. So hang on. So it's not just the hemp, it's the weed too that these people are going against.
Yeah. The plant.
Basically this campaign was
I'm sorry to cut you off, but like, so the companies who were making hemp products, what were they doing with the marijuana part? Were they?
Not a lot of people made marijuana. You just grew hemp.
But my question is, how did the liquor industry know that was?
Okay. So here's what happened. Marijuana was, a great thing, and it was big competition, right? So they just mixed hemp and marijuana together as if it was one thing, try to get everyone to get rid of hemp because marijuana is bad.
It was governor.
So it was a big moral campaign to like, be like, oh, this is bad. Look, it makes dogs crazy. Oh, let me read some of these things. Some of their competitions was wood, because William Randolph Hearst had invested in wood to make newspapers instead of hemp. They used to make paper out of hemp a lot. Synthetic plastics and paints, because the oil. DuPont was a big...
Oh, wait, hang on. I just got something. What about a parody of... this is a musical parody. I ain't a stoner. I just hemp a lot. How about that? I think you said hemp a lot. Fuck. I'm sorry. Go on.
Are you trying to say hump a lot?
No, he's doing that rap.
I ain't a player. I just fuck a lot, right?
I think I would laugh.
I ain't a player.
The rap, the song you're.
No, I think it was only something that should have existed in my head.
It's a trick.
Listen
right?
to some of these anti-hemp propaganda from the 1930s. Right. This is what William Randolph Hearst said, who was the American newspaper publisher. You know who he is. He invested in trees, and so he's Here's his quote: "Marijuana makes fiends of boys in 30 days." the New York Times newspaper headline:
Fiends of Boys is a fucking great band name. Fiends of Boys.
Yeah.
Is there a comma in there?
Here's the New York Times newspaper headline: "State finds many children are addicted to weed." I don't think they found that. I don't think that was a real,
Did they give a bunch of babies weed? And they're like, oh, they like it.
Wait, were they calling it weed?
Yeah.
In the 30s?
Yeah, right. But also probably called it,
it makes
called
sense
it weed
it was
to
weed.
To make you think it was not
derogatory, not like it's poison or something.
Like it's poison. It's infiltrating your garden. To
I guess it
life
is
out
poison
of your,
in a way, right?
Precious
like
it,
oh, man. No, I think.
Well, it kind of makes you
I guess we've all been brainwashed a little bit to where even us, we question things so much. I don't think it is a poison.
Well, I don't, I guess I don't know the definition of poison. You know, because I was saying that it would be like anything that you could say alcohol is a poison, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But- yeah. It, well, if you drank too much, you could die. But if you smoked too much, you could not die.
I was going to say that poison means death. Like, that's what I've always gathered. Like, that means you'll die. Poison.
So, but, what about this?
The skull.
So, but what about poisonous mushrooms? Do they kill you if you eat enough of them?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that's
okay. All right. I guess I'm the dumbest person here.
No, I was rude about my answer.
It's all right.
I could have thought you meant like magic mushrooms.
Well, you can't OD on those, right?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either. So this quote is by Harry Anslinger. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. He basically was the first director of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, which later became the DEA. So he's the first fucking guy. Here's his quote. Reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men.
Oh, no. Well,
that's going to, I think, ruin the entire campaign for his side.
Wow. Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Holy shit. You better beat around the bush that nobody clips that out and just says that it's you saying it.
Well, it's bad if he's related to the guy.
No, I'm saying you could take that piece of audio and blackmail Willie if you wanted to.
Yeah. In the 1936 film Reefer Madness, and it was called Reefer Madness because if it was called Hemp Madness, everybody already at this point used hemp. Hemp was so prevalent that everybody had it on their own farms.
Yeah. What? I bought it for like a joke.
Do you guys know the etymology of reefer?
I mean, did that word come from Schmappity Bo that said it earlier?
Right? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the context of it.
In the 1936 film Reefer Madness, it portrays a man killing his entire family with an axe after smoking marijuana. It's so bad. So it's kind of fun. And then the last one, there was this news.
It's funny.
That's what
newspaper
I meant.
Headline. I know, right? I wish it was. If it was meant to be a comedy,
it's because it's very snarky and it doesn't realize what it's doing.
Listen to this newspaper headline from the 30s: "Marijuana, the devil's weed with roots in hell." All these things are. It's funny because when you read about this, they're like, "Oh, conspiracy theorists thought that they were trying to do this propaganda campaign against them." Like, no. This is clearly a propaganda campaign. And half these people are making money off of it being illegal, you know? So
here is the 1920s etymology of reefer. It seems to be slang for a marijuana cigarette. It might be an alteration of Mexican Spanish grifo, which means marijuana or drug addict.
Grifo.
Or it could be from reef, R-E-E-F, on resemblance to a rolled sail. It also meant pickpocket and criminal slang. It's also an oyster that grows on reefs, but who cares about that? So it seems like it's probably either the rolled sail.
I think it's the other one.
Butchering
Spanish one.
Yeah.
It's like, that seems closer to, because if you think about it, I don't want to be racist, but like back in the day.
We just proved that they were incredibly racist.
I know. I'm saying they just thought everyone Hispanic is smoking weed. So it's like,
right. Yeah,
that was my point.
No, I understand. But don't be afraid of being racist when the DEA guy said darkies.
Well, he would storm in right now and be like, what was that?
Willie, are you loading up the next one or what's happening?
I just have one more quote of here we go with another quote from Harry Anslinger, who was the first director of the DEA. Basically, this is what he said to Congress in 1937. 1937, said this to Congress. Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind. Most marijuana smokers are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana usage. This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes.
Yes, dude.
Well, they had to loop that in, didn't they?
So this old school,
nice little wrap up,
overly religious America filled with Congress that they could say this shit to.
Which I mean, it's like obviously it's blatantly incorrect, right? But like it's lies.
Well, it sounds
even
like,
even if he believes the second part, that first part about it being the most violent drug is you could only lie about that if you know about it at all, right?
Especially if you've watched somebody drink,
right? If you've ever been in a bar.
To me, it sounds more like the majority of people that listen to you are racist. So here's how you get them to believe that it's bad.
Yeah, you know, when you say that, yeah, I'm like, half the people on the Congress agreed with them. They just needed to go through the motions.
Yeah, they're like, of course, I hate all those people. Yeah, so that's
of course. I just like, it's like, he sucks in two ways. He's racist and he's a liar.
Let's go to the spas. This way, Jimmy. Or what's his name? Harry? This way, Harry. This way to the spas.
Hey, Abed. I guess I'm taking Wade's job. I was just going to do this quick. But you got a tip?
Yeah, I was like thinking about that earlier, and the best tip I can give is like, don't get higher, because if like you don't feel high like in an hour, like it's different for everyone. Just chill out, you know. Don't do anything because you'll eventually.
Well, you're talking edibles, right?
Anything. Because if Wade here hasn't smoked in a while. Like, imagine if he kept smoking. He's like, I'm not high enough yet. Like, people will do that because they expect everything instantly. So give it a good, like, 3 hours.
That's the whole night.
I'm trying to be safe.
I'd say hour and a half. If you're taking an edible, you could shoot for two, but hour and a half.
Yeah, but you're not going to eat another brownie because then you'll be caught in a loop.
Yeah, but you could have both. You could have a little vape and a brownie. You don't know.
A vape and a brownie is fine. I mean, after 3 hours.
Wait, right. I'd say two. I would say 2 hours.
What I'm saying is get to where you got to get and get to bed before. So you don't like, you're not like driving like, oh my fucking God, like driving into me as I'm trying to get home.
When was the first time you guys smoked or ate marijuana? When was your first experience? Even if you could say your first one and the first time you felt it too, if that is a different answer.
Wade can go first, but mine's like it's actually a 101 show. It exists. Like you could look it up and that's like,
what? You didn't get stoned before that?
No, I did, but I didn't do edibles.
No, he's asking the first time that you did anything.
Oh, anything.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
Yeah. I was at a party, but it was like, you know,
we were in high school, middle school,
college, but I was like pretty straight edge up until like I was like 20, 21, 22, mm-hmm. 22 maybe. And anyway, like I did it at a party, friend had it. And like I spent the whole night with my ear next to the speaker listening to a Future Sound of London.
Nice. Like,
or Juno.
Wait,
Reactor.
What is that?
It's like rave house music. Like Juno Reactor, I liked a lot. It was very bassy. So it's like the bass was like cooking my brain.
I've met Juno Reactor, partied with him. I mean, we smoked him up and
they have that weird Arabic sounding song, right?
Oh, they have a whole album where this guy who is an electronic guitar player playing synth, and he went to Africa and found a tribe and made music with them. And then they toured with him. Yeah. I mean, like it's amazing.
Juno Reactor is good, Wade, because it's not the typical dance bullshit rave music. It's like really good, like that guy's a genius.
It's early smart house.
I feel like I've gotten enough of. I scrolled through a little bit of it. It's not for me. I understand it if you were stoned, but it's not. I don't care.
Wait, what's not
for it? Future Sound of London.
No, yeah, that's definitely not your thing. It's more like Hackers level, like the movie Hackers.
Yes. What's the other one?
Juno Reactor is more like experimental, like Willie's saying, like the guy went with a tribe and made an album. Like that guy, that shit is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Future Sounds of London.
Juno Reactor. It's like more
Here's the thing. We need to. I'm going to make a playlist that we can share for all the music that we talk about for this episode.
Well, because Wade, like, it's sort of apples and oranges, but it's like basically Future Sound of London. Like, I got tired after one album, But Juno Reactor, I remember thinking, like, I've never heard anything like this.
Oh, like, but I'll put choice songs of each one and put it in there, and then I'll send it to you guys. Because I want you to check it out while you're high.
Do you guys like Oasis or Blur? That's the big question.
I am. I'm checking it out right now.
I like both.
See, no, I like but Oasis. Like,
I gotta
but like
say,
my hot
the Oasis. Oasis is better.
I gotta say, it's also not for me.
Yeah, that's the thing. No one likes either.
Like, it's not for you, and you might not be able to get into it. But maybe one time when you're high, you might hear it different. That's all.
I think Blur's better.
I'm high right now.
See, I know,
Blur's
but we're
like
talking.
A better band. They just didn't do enough with it. Where Oasis did everything they could, and then they stopped doing drugs.
Blur definitely better dance music.
No, I like Oasis better because it's like they get a bad rap for being dicks. Those albums are fantastic.
Dude, I had their first four albums. I know them very well.
Yeah, well,
I
like all
of them. You guys, you're not arguing. You're saying the same things. Abed,
you can cut
Willie
this out
said, Willie said that Blur is better dance music, and that is not
He's right.
a question. Yeah, but yeah, that's yeah. what you were arguing against.
What was your first marijuana, Wade?
Oh, I was like kind of a prude about it. I, for whatever reason, I wanted that to be my badge of honor. I guess I understand straight edge a little bit because I was like, that was my thing. Like, oh, I don't smoke weed. I've never smoked weed. I was in LA the first time I smoked weed, and the mind frame was, well, I've accomplished that, right? Like, now I'm like an adult or whatever. So I was probably 24. I don't know. Yeah, but what I did do though in college, this and it's kind of gross looking back, but like people remember knife hits?
Yeah.
People would do knife hits with their resin. And I think I did that a little bit. And I would also have just people blow it into my face.
What?
That's so weird.
That's an easy way to feel the effects without actually like blasting yourself. You know what I mean?
I quit smoking recently, I was at a party and they were smoking. And I started coughing like I was getting high.
Hardest thing is for someone with anxiety to experience is the transition from not being high to being high. And so even today when I smoke, I still have one or two beers before I smoke. Cause I'm like, dude, the last thing I want to do is be like, what the, like just the switch.
Well, I was
in case
gonna
I
say,
smoke too much or
both of you edibles and smoking it are totally different because my first time doing it as an edible was absolutely bonkers. And that's what I meant at 101 show happened because I was like, it was like acid. It was just like when it sunk in and got strong, I was like, felt like my brain was on fire.
Yeah. I hate that. That gives me so much anxiety. There's nothing I hate more than being too stoned around people. Like I can get as stoned as I want here when I'm watching a movie,
right?
And I'll just have like the paranoia of like, oh, if there's an earthquake right now, I'd have to go outside. I don't want to do that.
It's worse, Wade, because he was high too. So we were like two versions of yourself, you know.
Wait, who?
Imagine like me and Savant. So imagine you're exactly what you're saying, but there's another person like you in the room.
I like, guess that would be comforting. That would definitely be comforting.
It definitely is like a way to get to madness easier.
Yeah.
But like that's how we wrote like Opportunity Knockers.
I'll jump in and do
the whole thing was a mistake. Yeah.
A tip trick right now. And this, you know, half of these are for people that don't smoke too much because I personally feel like a lot of people are still trying it for the first time because you know, your first time somebody gets you too high and you never want to try it again. And then years later, it's time to try it again.
Or like you were saying earlier, like we are still brainwashed. It has a stigma, you know? So there's
I think when it became legal, like here in California, at least I have a friend who, she's been arrested or whatever, but she basically stopped or like drinking. And then she became a pothead when it was legal. And I remember talking to her and her saying, well, now that it's legal, it's fine. And then like, anyway,
my tip is I personally don't ever like to use marijuana when I have to hide it. So I don't want to use it if I'm going to a public situation.
You might
and
as well
I don't
do
want
coke.
People
yeah.
to know or if I'm going to be around my family and I don't want them to know, like don't put yourself in situations where you're trying to hide it because then trying to be to show that you're not high is so stressful. And I'm like, dude,
it's not stressful. Just get the redness clear eyes.
You should only be in situations where you could be goofy and it's cool. Be like, hey man, I'm high. I want you to know.
Weed, I mean, Willie, I called you weed. Willie, basically, like you and me have that personality where we can just go through a room high, and if our, you know, our clear eyes are in, no Rob Schraubs are going to be like, wait a minute, come here. Or Ryan Ridley's. Trying to think of our most cop-like friends. You know, that, hey, you, come here. Over here in the corner. Something's up with you. Yeah, something's up with you.
I have a funny story with Abed. I used to always call marijuana either shoes or boxes, so that, like, when people texted me, like,
I knew that
they were always, they've always been watching your, monitoring your stuff, and I didn't want to be a dealer.
It was so dumb. It was, well, I had to do it at the start because we were doing it at work. So it was more like that.
But one time Abed texted me, he's like, hey man, can I get 30 boxes? And I'm like, sure, that's $30 worth of weed. And he showed up and I'm like, here you go. And he's like, no, I'm moving, dude. I need some boxes.
That's right.
But I also had the boxes.
Why?
How did he know that?
What?
Well, it worked out for both of us. I mean, I made a mistake and then he accommodated that mistake.
I understand, but why did you have Why did you have 30 boxes?
It was whenever I'd move, I'd save all my boxes. I was living with you at the time, Wade, and Brunswick. And so I had them all underneath the house.
Yeah, I remember because of bowling.
I stopped doing that. Underneath the house, I guess, is fine. But, like, I've got these fucking, what are they, like, silverfish? And they eat paper. And so I can't keep any, like, cardboard around.
Oh, they do eat paper, yeah. They're fans of paper. Like, the thing about, like weed, as long as you have it's just like any psychedelic. As long as you have a good environment, like where you won't get in trouble and you won't get caught, you can relax and have a good time.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Like, yes, of course, and that's why Willie is saying, like, if you can't, because here's the like what he's saying is your brain is going to make you act weird because you're going to be trying not to act weird around your parents if you got high, right?
Right. Yeah.
You just can't not. Because you second guess everything. It's like that's the paranoia aspect of it. So that's the root.
It's so stressful. Don't put yourself through that.
Did you think of Visine at the time, Willie, or did that not exist?
No, I don't. My eyes actually don't really turn red, I don't think.
For me, that was the only giveaway.
You just totally ignored what I was saying. No, it's not about the red eyes.
I register.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing a Visine.
Like, let yourself explore being silly. So the last thing you want to do in comedy is like stop yourself.
Well, comedy, that's another boat, isn't it? Well,
yeah, yes, for sure.
Well, I've been on either side because now I'm on the other side where I don't smoke, and I would say it's like alcohol, exactly. You can get addicted to it. You can do it too much. It'll destroy your life. But if you enjoy it and you don't overdo it, it's a lot of fun. And it's not going to do anything like long term, really, because I've done it long term. But like I feel I'll probably do it again. I'm just like spacing it out so I can live longer.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Oh, well, I don't know about the disagreement.
Willie's disagreeing with me.
To put a pin in the disagreement real quick. Because you told us off mic that you're phasing it out. You're currently trying to stop. And so you're phasing it out. And then after that, who knows if you'll pick it back up again or not. But just a little context for what you were saying. What's the disagreement, though?
If you are partaking every day, I think you got to do it once. My personal thing is I think you got to try to do it like once a week if you can, once every couple of weeks, so that you maintain your tolerance. You don't ever need that much, and you also don't get so used to it. You're like, oh, I'm gonna get a high so that I can fold these socks. What a waste. But my hard disagree comes from it's not like alcohol, because there are so many actual healing properties in CBD and marijuana. I'm just going to go through a couple of examples.
But alcohol can relieve, like Bukowski, it made his career. It's like that can do the same effect.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Because it benefited his mind, so he wrote those crazy books.
Who?
Bukowski, Charles, like the drunkest writer.
Okay. Well, you could say that for any of the fucking writers. You could say that.
I know, but it seems like he just kept going. Like he's a crazy drunken fool and no one stopped him.
I just wanted to weigh in on the whole, like, can it ruin your life? Because you guys were touching on it, or just like the tolerance issue. I have a friend who smokes just like it's, you can't get anything done because he smokes and then you come back inside and you work for 10 minutes and then it's like worn off by then. So he has to smoke again. And the act of smoking is like loading a bong, going outside. It's like a whole thing, right?
I don't want to drop names, but I've been around people like that. I'm not like that, but I know the feeling that you're saying.
But the justification for it is,
it's not weed, though. I think that's the person.
Well, that's what I'm kind of getting to, is it's like the justification is they would rather, like, people who do this would rather be just the littlest amount that you can be high because your tolerance is so high at all times. Like that's their regular, you know what I mean? And so they have to get to that to feel normal, not in an addiction way, in a mental health way, you know?
Yeah. I see.
Well, I wish that I had smoked. So, cause here's the thing. Like I almost made this whole series to teach people how to smoke weed, like huge money funded thing, and I put together anyways I'm
well,
very
what kind of series like a podcast
it would have been from doctors
TV series or a podcast
videos to put into all dispensaries and places that were also trying to get people to put their money into the weed system, you know,
and be safe driving home with that joint. Don't light up.
It was such a sad thing, dude. They had so much money and I pitched this thing and they loved it. And then it just kind of fell apart. Anyways,
sounds like the story of my life.
This wasn't a harebrained scheme. This was an actual thing.
Yeah, dude.
Me and Willie had similar adventures like that. That's for sure.
I mean, like it was so close to happening, dude. I'm like, dude, I basically sketch show, TV show.
Hey, thanks for calling me,
Doggy
man.
Bunny.
No, it didn't even get that far. You were
his name, Bad Bunny.
List.
I got wrapped up in a deal with him, and it didn't happen. And it was
Bad Bunny.
This was weird because it wasn't
long time
from the
ago,
TV.
Too.
It wasn't from the TV side of stuff. It was from we sell marijuana and we have all this money.
Like right. They wanted to do their own propaganda, like a proponent for marijuana.
We should just do it, man, because it's just teaching you how to smoke weed for people. Basically, I always say this too, is like, you told me about the first time your parents did weed and that made me go like, yeah, people in Colorado can't even smoke weed because of the stigma, and the first time they try it they do too much.
Now it's legal. What does that tell you?
But let's get into the health benefits.
Yeah, so here's the thing, okay? Now, these are just either videos that I've seen that you can watch or my personal experiences. So like Parkinson's disease, right? There was a video out there of a guy who's shaking, smokes some weed.
I'm going to hold back what I was going to say.
And then all of a sudden he's not shaking anymore and he's calm. I'm like,
a strike. I can't.
One to one instant.
People understand. Sorry. My bad.
It's very weird to interrupt to say, I'm not going to say anything.
I know. I apologize.
No, it's all right. Listen, I've had migraines my whole life from my memory starting. I don't know. I forever. And
because you don't wear your glasses.
It could be.
Are the glasses so you can see it? Never mind.
But there was a moment where I was having cluster migraines, meaning I was having 5 to 7 migraines a week for like a couple months. And I'm like, dude, I can't function. I can't work. I can't handle this. I heard
they
about
call it the migraines.
Sorry. I love it. No, I love it. Don't apologize for that.
I started taking CBD oil at this point with THC in it, and they went away. And I went to having, you know, maybe one a month plus this cluster migraine thing, which I couldn't handle.
Yeah, I like CBD oil.
To maybe one a year, My fucking migraines are gone.
It's interesting about the Parkinson's thing, though, because I do think I have some weird neurological thing because I shake a lot, right? And it gets worse when I
Isn't
try to do
DT?
Like, Jesus Christ. No, I don't drink. I don't drink that much.
Well, I mean, I smoked a lot of weed. Trust me, more than the average bear.
I think it's a thing called, I don't know, I'm self-diagnosed because I'm afraid to bring it up. But I think it's a thing called essential tremor.
Essential
and it's when
tremor.
when you try to do something really like finite, I guess is, I can't think of the right word, really like fucking, you know, like if I was trying to do surgery or something, it gets worse.
Mm.
And
whenever you're focused.
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember I had to do this video. I was like acting in it and I had to hold up like the tiniest thing in the world, like a super close up. And I was like, you guys have the wrong guy to do this. Cause I was just, cause when you're already like in this weird environment where you're like acting and you are neurotic and right. now they're like,
oh, cause you're already bending reality enough.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, super, super close up of like, it happens a lot to my face when I'm doing an interview or something. I just know that the camera's only on my face and I just start shaking uncontrollably. The reason I'm saying all of this is because I would never do any of that stuff stoned, but I wonder if it would be better. I'm trying to like recreate the shake right now and I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the weed is helping.
I think maybe because Willie was talking about CBD oil, Wade, and like it does have those properties. I used to take it every night to go to sleep because I couldn't sleep. I was like Jed Bartlett in that West Wing episode where he's up five nights. That was me. I can't talk about any TV or TV or
you can't. No, you can. Aren't you trying to be entertaining? You're making me
you can
laugh.
Take that, yeah. Take that section out, like the West.
No. It's great. It's great. Don't stop yourself. This is great. I'm laughing too.
Well, no, because Wade, the CBD, like I pretty much started sleeping immediately, and it was perfect. It's a really good, really good thing. I think that he had it with THC. That's crazy. But I had it like just CBD alone.
Yeah, I have a CBD in here, and I think there's like 1% THC or something.
Well,
and
yeah,
you can feel it a little bit.
Get the tincture that you put under your tongue.
That's what I have. I have that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That goes.
Yeah, mine. You can drink the whole bottle and you won't feel it. But I think the THC needs to be in there to activate it. But my brother has had seizures and he had one that was so bad where he fell downstairs and like died. Couple times, like the girl had to resuscitate him twice.
Jesus fucking Christ, really?
Just because he had a seizure and then fell down the stairs.
Fuck.
And he just hit his head. At any rate, he takes his CBD now and he doesn't. If he feels a seizure coming on, he'll take it. He hasn't had one in years now.
Hey, I have a question. Have you ever asked him what a seizure coming on would feel? Have you ever had him describe that? Because I've always wondered that. Like, how would you know?
I'll ask him because for me, I can tell when I'm going to have a migraine. I'll still have what I know.
Migraines I get though because I've had those and I get it. Like you feel it in the back of your head, right? And then it just kind of like comes forward gradually.
Well, there's so many different kinds, and mine were so bad that half of my body would go numb, even half of my tongue would go numb. And
like,
I would puke and
was that what was the warning sign though?
Guys, listen to this.
Are you ready for some football? Are you ready for some Monday night? Are you ready to get touched down on Monday? Wait, what was it? Monday night football.
What was that? Remember that shitty commercial? It's like the country dude.
I thought you just made that up.
No, are you ready for some football?
Yeah, are you ready for some
football? Like intro song?
Football. Yeah, it was
on before.
I guarantee you they don't say, are you ready
for like Monday night football. I must have been on Sunday, but it was like Monday night football, Monday nights.
And it was Hank Williams Jr.
Right, right.
You know, remember that girl that was having a seizure and she was like a news reporter and she just started saying weird things and couldn't get her brain working properly? People didn't know she was having those.
I had a girlfriend who had a seizure in the middle of a restaurant.
I get those when I do migraines. Sometimes I can't think and talk.
It wasn't
so
like
some of my signs of it coming on are little blind spot, but also like can't read properly, can't read words.
I see.
So and then the blind spots, the aura, you know, I get the, you start to see these wavy geometrical rainbow patterns.
The kaleidoscope.
So when I get those, I just snort some vitamin C and fucking take some CBD, and I'm usually pretty good.
Hey, Abed, will you tell us about when you did salvia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was like, because I didn't expect that kind of tripping out. It was a little bit like psychedelic, where it was like, I mean, I definitely thought I was going to die, because I felt like it was like I was outside my body kind of thing.
So how quickly did you feel it?
That was like 2 minutes in. It was so fast. I wasn't like ready. And yeah, I thought I died. I was like, Jesus Christ, it's that easy to die. And then everyone was like talking to me, but I was watching myself, but I wasn't in my body.
You were at a party?
Were you there, Wade?
I don't think I was there. This is in the extra room, right?
Like Amy Roiland filmed it.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
So in the video, they're saying shit to me and I'm responding with like one word, but it was a loop. I was outside. I mean, I swear to God, like my whatever left my body and was like watching shit. And then it was like, I saw everything easier, simply, like everything made sense. You know, like it was a strange sort of euphoric feeling. And it lasted 3 days, actually, where it was like,
what?
I had a sort of this enlightenment experience.
Right.
I feel like I've talked about this on the show, right?
Yeah, I'm questioning it. You probably have.
That was like,
wait, feel like we have to wrap up. So do you guys have any wrap up stuff?
I feel like the healing aspects of marijuana and CBD are so good and obvious that and we make a pain salve too, an instant pain, you can't stop it. It's amazing.
It
proves that these guys are all just corrupt businesses that are trying to make money off of this. Nothing works better. Nothing is a one-to-one. Look up migraines. There's no migraine medication works for anybody. There's no pain salve that instantly works. So it's sad that it proves that the curing is not in the best interest of, and I, this is the American Medical Association. I know that we probably have to say, like, I don't condone smoking weed, whatever. I think that you should use THC and CBD. I think that our bodies were made for it. You will only benefit from it. Unless you do too much, you might, you know, it's easy to freak yourself out. But if you can get into that point, but if you're in that realm, there are ways to get yourself out of your mind. When I have panic attacks, especially while I'm smoking weed, there's certain ways to, like, I try to check my pulse or squeeze my thumb, change your vision, look at something far away and look at something close, and doing that tricks your brain into like getting out of the panic attack.
Really quick for that, because Wade is the type that doesn't want all that stuff. He just wants the healing. So CBD by itself is what he needs. Any THC in Wade's brain will go goo goo gaga. I'm correcting you by saying you can still do weed, but not get high with CBD, because it'll have those restorative effects that you want, but you don't have to smoke it.
I think though, having the THC and the CBD helps, and you'll never get high from that. I guess they do have strong ones now.
I've just been too high in my life. I did get scared, but that's a whole nother story.
I do have one final question. One of the things that scared me about doing marijuana for so long was I had friends in high school who I saw get stupid. Like, I guess my question is, do you think that they smoked themselves stupid, or do you think they were just stoned every time that I saw them?
I'm so glad that you asked this, because my standpoint is this. I think that everyone should use marijuana. But if your brain is developing, which I think it develops way longer than we think, but if you're
like under 15,
please don't do it too much. I think it's okay. I mean, you know, I think it's okay.
I don't think you should do it before you're 15 for sure.
You're not going to stop people from doing that, you know? And so like, I knew a kid who did marijuana in my trailer park when he was in first grade and used to brag about it. And I was like, man, I don't know who you're bragging to, because, first grader doing marijuana isn't that cool,
right?
Yeah,
no, it's almost abuse to whoever gave it to him, you know, like that's
right.
I think so they smoked it on the set of Stand By Me. It's a really good
story. Definitely think that if you're gonna do it young, like just get it in your head that you shouldn't do it that much, because it will. Well, I don't know. And this is a brainwashing thing too. But fuck, man. I don't want to.
Well, you know, Willie, I'm exactly like you. It's all good. And it is restorative effects. But what bugs me is how it's something that it's like, if I do, I'm judged. Do you know what I mean? Like people think I'm dumb, but it really is just like, if I had a couple too many drinks or whatever, it's not a big deal. And so anyway, I personally, I have my own battles, but I think that like, it's better restorative, of course, more than alcohol. Alcohol just breaks it down.
Dude, if you could get down to smoking once every 2 weeks, you don't need to quit. I don't mean to say that to you.
That's very true, but I have to, because I'm taking a vacation and I can't smoke where I'm at. So I'm trying to train my body not to need it.
Oh, shit. Are you going to fucking the Middle East?
See, I have a joke for that, but I just don't think I could pull it off. But
try it. I'll cut it out if you don't like it.
East of the middle. Yeah, east of the middle. I'm going to like the, you know, Midwest area in the middle part, like below Canada.
Yeah, it's funny.
Why can't you smoke there?
I just don't know where to get it.
I guess I could hit up
Kevin Day, but he's like 3 hours away.
Big trouble in some parts of the world, you know?
That's why it's great being from Colorado, because I can just fly with all of my stuff and it doesn't even matter.
Wade, I'm not going to say you're a new smoker, but you are, user, but you kind of have embraced it a little more lately. What's your positive experiences from doing that of late?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, I don't know. It's a loaded question. I don't know that it has positively affected me. Well, I guess I could say I'm replacing booze with it, right? So I don't drink as much, which I guess you could say like it's a better, especially the way I do it. I don't like smoke it that often. I have a vape and I have edibles. So you could say that all that is a net win, right? For like the health of my body.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
So it's but other than that, it's here's what it is. I'm not good at writing on it. I don't like to write on it. I'd much rather drink when I write. But what it is good for is brainstorming. Like before you're actually putting pen to paper, it's awesome for creativity. Also, it just makes movies better. Every movie is better.
Every movie's better. Yeah. For me, I watch a lot of Pasolini, so even that shit's better.
What?
Well, it's like watching people like eat each other's like fucking faces for 2 hours.
What? Passive ladies? What did you say?
Yeah.
No, it's an Italian guy.
Oh.
I get in a lot of trouble.
That's what I thought. I knew I was about to be exposed for my stupidity.
It's an Italian director? He's an Italian director who was a gay Marxist religious poet, and he made the movie he made was so fucked up that he got assassinated.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm a fan, but like that movie, I can't, it's Solo. I can't fucking watch it. I watched it once and I fucking almost puked my guts out. It was
episode, but like I completely don't even need to understand what you're saying to understand what you're saying, right? Like this is not something I ever want to.
No, it's just like hanging out in film class, basically.
So thanks everyone for listening. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. And we're going to continue, if you want to listen to the continuation of our conversation with Abed, he does have a recipe that you're going to share with us.
Yeah, I discovered something called a firecracker, which I took before the show. So if I see okay. out of sorts, blame the fire. But I'll tell you how to make one.
Yeah, so tune in. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to get access to the bonus episode, Real Life More Sci-Fi, where Abed will be divulging the firecracker recipe.
I'll do a sound of firecracker. Hi-yah!
And also, thank you for sticking with us for 420 episodes. Holy cow, it's been, we've definitely gone through some changes. Go listen to all of Abed's episodes.
Do you think anyone has listened to all 420 episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's like a
someone in Australia, I bet you.
If you've made that list, let us know and we should try to figure out something.
I bet you they have a favorite guest because that's the person to ask, right? That's what your next guest should be.
The favorite guest?
No, ask that person what their favorite, who their favorite guest is. They would know. They've seen all of them or heard all of them.
Right. Right.
Because you can't ask. Yeah, okay.
They can.
Listener.
They get to pick. They get to pick the next guest. No, they're the next if guest. We can book them. Oh, they're the next guest.
Yes. You make
bad.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to ask that person some questions.
Yeah. What's wrong with your brain?
That's not a good question, Wade. What I've learned is you got to respect those fans.
Okay, I'll bet. Yeah. Let's end the episode. And like I said, patreon.com says Real Life Sci-Fi. Continue it with Abed, his recipe for firecracker. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's no the in front of it. It's like a
the firecracker could be the, could be either. All right. Thanks for listening. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We will see you next time.